Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and just jump right on into today's episode. I want to throw it back to an episode I did in 2020. No, I'm not going to replay the episode, but I do feel like it bears some importance to the topic that we are discussing today. What I am talking about today is something that I feel like our ancestors are in the backgrounds of our lives, like hyping us up about. And, you know, I've talked about this subject several times, but I'm going to talk about it again today because it is important. And that is taking up space. Okay. So this week's episode is actually a follow-up to an episode that I did in 2020, where the title of that episode was The World Will Make Space for You. I will link that in today's show notes because it still bears listening to. Now, I will say that that episode was recorded 5 years ago, y'all. 5 years ago, back in 2020. So I'm going to ask you for a little grace because I'm sure the audio, you know, is a little different and things of that nature. But the message still, you know, it ties into what we're talking about today. Okay. So after this episode, go listen to that one. All right. So, taking up space, something happened last year that really, kind of like was a full circle moment in relation to that episode. So first, let's just go ahead and throw it back to the episode in 2020. So back in 2020, I recorded an episode, like I mentioned before, called The World Will Make Space for You. And I told the story of, in essence, I don't want to spoil it, not like it's a spoiler, but, you know, I want you to go back and listen to it. But basically, I told this, to me, hilarious story. Y'all know I'm corny. It was hilarious to me after I thought about it, but I told a story of how I had ended up driving to the park near my home and in California. And unbeknownst to me, I ended up parking my car. Instead of parking my car, I guess, parallel to this, I guess it was considered a curb, I ended up parking my car perpendicular to that space because there were no cars at the time parked there, so I didn't realize it. But as I sat there, as I stayed there for a minute, cars ended up coming in and out of the parking lot, and they literally had to go around me because, again, if you in your mind, if you can see that I am parked perpendicular and not parallel to this curb, you know, cars had to make space for me. People had to drive around me. And that was something that was kind of like an aha moment because even though it wasn't something that I realized, when I thought about it, I was like, look at me just basically having the audacity of an average everyday white man who just boldly does what he does and people make room for him, tables are cleared for him, money is given to him just to be in his regular everyday, sometimes wrong and loud, you know, persona. But he really, an average everyday mediocre white man, they just have this stance where, you know, they are going to take up space. There's nothing you can do about it. They are going to mansplain. They are going to sit with their legs gapped open and just make no room for other people. Like, there is a way, they have a specific type of presence, and it's very bold. and very in your face and very, I deserve to be here. This is what it is. I'm taking up this space. I'm claiming it. I'm powerful. I am walking in that. That is just their everyday moves. Okay. That is just their everyday moves. And so not that I'm trying to channel that, the energy of a white man, but hear what I'm saying. When I did that, again, it wasn't even intentional, but that was basically what the energy was giving. It was just like, I'm here, I'm present, I'm taking up this space, I'm laying claim to it. This is the energy that I'm on, and you will deal with it. You will deal with it. And people did. People did. Like, no one came and knocked on my window. No one said, oh, I think you're parked the wrong way. No one addressed me. People literally just drove around. And that was that on that. And I'm sure I sat there for at least an hour, maybe longer. I think I was journaling that day, and that's why I went to the park. I can't exactly recall. But yeah, that was the vibe. That was the energy. Okay. Again, I'm not saying that we need to call in the energy of a mediocre white man, but damn it, sometimes we just have to, you know, lay claim to what is ours just because we are here and we are worthy and we are Black women, okay? We have a powerful, we are powerful. We know that. We are powerful. Actually, I think a lot of times some of us, we forget just how powerful and commanding we are. Maybe all we got to do is enter a space and people are shook. You hear me? All we got to do is say something and people are shook. Do you know how much power is in your control if you allow yourself to operate from that space? You operate from that space where you square up your shoulder, you put your shoulders down, you put your head up, you straighten your spine, and you just basically walk up in that place or that experience or that opportunity with that energy, just knowing like who you are and what you bring to the table, and you lay claim to the space that is already yours to have. It's just like, it's already yours, but you just go and you just like lay claim to it. Okay. You don't have to fight and push and beg for people to see you and demand. You just command the space. It is yours to have. And so even though, again, it was an unintentional making of space that I was talking about in that episode, it was still like this aha moment. Like, this is what it feels like to just assume that's, you know, ways will be made for you. Space will be made for you. Ways, things will open up for you. People will accommodate you, not because, again, you've had to beg people to see you. It's just what it is. It just is what it is. So it's like we are operating a lot of times from we have this power, right? But a lot of times we're not even aware of it yet. We're not even aware of it yet. And so, yeah, that was really a eye-opening episode for me and a confirmation for me that damn straight I am worthy, damn straight people will see me, damn straight I will lay claim to this space. But I, at that moment, you know, I just like what I'm saying to you, I can't say that back in 2020 that I was really fully aware or able to own the power that I already possess. Okay. So now here we are. Even though this is technically, obviously, we're in 2025, but what happened that I'm going to talk about now that was like a full circle moment for you that I wanted to share happened in maybe October or November of 2024, okay? So this was last year, so about four and a half years after that episode that I mentioned to you that I did in 2020, okay? So whereas what happened in 2020 was intentional, what I'm about to tell you right now, what happened in 2020 was unintentional, my apologies. What I'm going to tell you about now was fully intentional when we talk about owning your power, dropping your shoulders, squaring up your spine, and taking up, commanding the space and taking up the space that you are entitled to because you are a Black woman and you are here and you are worthy of being seen. You are worthy of commanding your space. You are worthy of owning your power. You are worthy of standing up for yourself, okay? So last year, how did I just now not remember? So I was at the park. I was at the park in 2020 when that thing happened with the cars. And I'm literally just putting this together as I'm speaking. I was at the park again in 2024. How freaking funny is that? Now, if you're on Threads, you may have already seen this because this post that I talked, where I'm talking about what I'm going to talk about now, it actually went a little viral, which was interesting because I just thought I was sharing a little story, but so many Black women chimed in, and one of them actually, with love, really helped me to shift my perspective, and I'll explain that in a moment. But this episode is the intentional version of that moment, the moment where, you know, like, you know, you're taking a space where you decide you're not settling, you're not moving to the side, you're not stepping off the curb, you're not, you're going to be seen, you, like, where the world isn't, so the, like, the world is not necessarily opening up for you the way that you deserve, and so you choose intentionally to ground yourself in the power and ground yourself in the truth that you are worthy of being in spaces and taking up spaces and being seen, okay? So one was unintentional. This one was definitely intentional. So at the park, beautiful sunny day. I can't recall exactly what day it was, but probably a Saturday or Sunday. And in my mind, I had the intention of looping around this park probably like twice because I wanted to take a walk. And each loop around, it's probably like a mile or so, somewhere in there, give or take. Anyway, beautiful park. I'm just walking, just getting my steps in, and I'm on the curb. And this was a curb, or this, let's call it the sidewalk. I was on the sidewalk that loops around this really big park. And, you know, people are out there doing their thing. Some people are walking towards me. Other people are walking in the same direction that I'm walking in. But then it happens, okay? And this has never happened at this park before, so it's interesting. But as I am walking, let's say I'm walking north, okay, there are two white women that are coming my way, and they are walking south. Can you understand that visual? So I'm going up, they're coming down the sidewalk, all right? And they're just talking, they're having their little conversation, they're kikiing, you know, whatever, they're enjoying their walk. I too am enjoying my walk. And we are about to come to a space where someone's going to have to yield, someone's going to have to pause, someone's going to have to allow someone to take up the space, because all three of us, because there were two of them and one of me, could not all be in that space at one time, okay? Because the sidewalk was only so big. The sidewalk was only so big. Now, someone with common sense, okay, would understand that there are two people walking side by side, shoulder to shoulder, okay, and they're about to encounter someone who's walking in the opposite direction. So naturally, common sense would say, oh, one of us should fall back. That way, there's room for enough of us on this sidewalk in this area where three people are trying to walk. That's what common sense would say, right? I know, that's what I was thinking, because I have common sense. But that wasn't to be on this beautiful, bright Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It just wasn't in the stars. And I'm thankful that it wasn't, actually, because I think we get the opportunities that we need at just the right time. And I probably was battling with feelings of self-worth, feelings of feeling ignored, discarded, you know, things like that. So probably, was something that I needed for me to happen for me anyway. But here we go. So as we're walking, we're about to start playing, we're playing this game of chicken. They see me, I see them, okay? It wasn't like an, oh, sudden stumble upon each other. Absolutely not. They saw me, I saw them. And we're getting closer and closer. Now, excuse me. The older version of me, the older version of Brie, would have done one of two. I would have either like stepped off the sidewalk if necessary, depending on how the space went, or I would have, because there really wasn't anywhere I could go unless I wanted to like smush myself into the, because it was like the sidewalk, there's a gate around the park and then the sidewalk, and I would have had to have gone like the bushes or whatever. So I would have either had to like smush myself so that they could pass, which was not acceptable, or I would have had to step off the sidewalk so that they could pass. That also was not acceptable. The older version of me, maybe I would have. I don't really know. I'm thinking it was a 50-50 thing. But this version of Brie that sits before you in 2025, even though this happened in 2024, we are almost one and the same. She wasn't doing it. She was not doing it. She was not having it on that day. So, you know, sometimes in life, it feels like things are happening in real time, but in your mind, things are kind of slowed down. And that's how I felt. I felt like things were kind of like moving in real time, but also in slow motion. In that few seconds, I had a decision to make. And so instead of stepping off the sidewalk, instead of smooshing myself so that these two white women could walk by who didn't think twice about my damn humanity and would have just rather I make way for them, instead, I stood my ground. I straightened my shoulders. I like stiffened my spine. I held myself erect and stiff. And I proceeded to walk through them and ended up squarely shoulder checking one of the chicks. Like, I mean, squarely shoulder checking one of the chicks. And in that moment, which was amazing for me, by the way, it felt really good to do that. I ain't gonna lie. It felt really good to do that. But in that moment, you know, I didn't stop. I didn't turn around and say, oh, I'm so sorry, or oops, my bad, or oh, are you okay, or anything like that. Hell no. I continue to walk firmly in my power and my truth, which is you see me, you gon' see me, and I deserve to take up space. You don't get to assume that I will yield for you, okay? You don't get to assume that I, a Black woman, will yield for you. We're not doing that. I'm not doing that. But what was funny is that when I walked by after the shoulder check, the one that I shoulder checked, she ended up like making this really gaspy, like I can't even do it, but she just kind of like gasped. And this, oh, like kind of shocked, like maybe she thought she had bumped into a wall, like she... Like, did you not see me? It was just like this shocked and gaspy, kind of like clutched the pearl sound that she made. And then her and her friend were saying something. I could tell that her flabbers were gasped. I could tell that her flabbers, both of them likely, but for sure her flabbers were gasped that I had the gall, the audacity, the weather with all to bump into her instead of just moving to the side and allowing them to pass. Rent is my largest monthly expense, and it likely is yours too. So why shouldn't it feel more rewarding to pay it while also being an opportunity for us to earn something back? Now it can be. Introducing Built, the rewards program designed for renters who want to earn something for their largest monthly expense. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more, but it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood wherever you call home by going to joinbilt.com/self-care. That's joinbilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know that I sent you. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
There is something so insidious and vile and disgusting in someone assuming that another person must yield to them because they hold some sort of position of power or whatever the case may be. It's just, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And I'm sure she was miffed even more because I, a Black woman, did not apologize to her in the least. I kept it moving like I was on cloud nine and like it did not bother me in the least to make that space for myself the way that I did. Okay, so like I said, the first episode I did back in 2020 was unintentional, but I still made space for myself. I just didn't know that that's what I was doing at the time. This time, the full circle moment is a space needed to be made for me, and I made it. Because people are not always going to make that space for you. They're going to pretend that they don't see you. They're going to pretend they don't know about you and your gifts, your talents, your abilities. They're going to pretend that you are nothing, that you have to yield. You have to stand by. You need to step down. You need to cease and desist and let them do whatever it is they need to do because they are the priority. And then you can do whatever it is you think, little Black girl, you can do. But I said, not on my watch, not today. And I know that in the grand scheme of things, we're just talking about a sidewalk situation, but this plays into life and the everyday dealings that Black women have living in these racist, white supremacy cultured systems. Okay, this is everyday. This is an everyday kind of analogy. Okay. Black women always have to make space for themselves. We have to do it because a lot of times, again, they will pretend not to see you. They will steal from you. They will command, they will demand that you stop, desist, slow down, pull back, let somebody else, whatever. But nah, no. No, absolutely not. And what was great for me, and I mentioned this before, what this a Black woman in my comments, I think I might have penned it, I'm not sure, but because when I talked about it, what did I say? It was something like, even though I knew that I had kind of like prepared myself because I wasn't pulling back, When I explained the story, for some reason, I said it was unintentional. And that may have been just me subconscious level trying to, not stand in that firm truth that that's what I did. Because, you know, Black women, we still sometimes want to be seen as good. I think that probably is what it was. But she, with love, was like, nah, don't say it was unintentional, because what you said was very intentional, and that is okay. That is okay. You did it intentionally, and that is okay. And it was like she saw me, and it was like just like permission for me to really think through exactly what I had just or recently experienced. So it was just, you know, a full circle moment for me, and one that I think back to quite a bit, actually, because it, like I said before, Black women, we are denied spaces. We're told that we must shrink ourselves. We're basically told that we need to step off the sidewalk. And we know that's what our ancestors were told, or, you know, basically demanded. Like, we got to step aside and let Sally and Millie Mae, whatever, I don't know, walk down the sidewalk. You know, we have to accommodate them. We have to back down. We have to hide away and shrink ourselves because we weren't even worthy of walking next to white people. Okay. So yeah, I kept walking, no apologies, didn't flinch, did not soften to make her comfortable, did not call back, oh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But when that Black woman held me in that space and let me know that this was intentional and that was okay, it really just shined some, like, the light on some other things within me. So damn straight, it was intentional. And I just, for some reason, needed permission to own that. And I got that from another Black woman who gets it. Okay. Because too often, you know, our choices, our lives, our boundaries, we get labeled as, like, the things that we do are labeled as aggression. These things are labeled as aggression when it's really not. And sometimes we do have aggression, and I love that for us. But in this instance and in other instances, you know, we're really doing these things from a place of standing up for ourselves, kind of like protecting ourselves. When we protect ourselves, when we stand up for ourselves, especially me coming at from, you know, who used to be a little Black girl who did not feel protected, who did not feel seen, who did not feel worthy of squaring her spine or straightening her spine and speaking her truth, you know, that was like an action of safety for me. That was an action of protection where I was confirming to that little girl inside of me, like, yes, girl, you know, I am going to protect you. I'm going to make space for you. Okay. You are not going to have to beg and plead for anyone to see you and to validate you and to say it's okay for you to do whatever it is you need to do to take up space. So it's kind of like a protective stance if you think about it. But it was definitely about reclaiming space that, to be honest, like I said before, I never, this should have never happened. Because again, common sense. But I'm learning every day when I deal with these people that common sense just ain't so damn common, okay? It just isn't. And they want Black women to be respectable and respectful, but they for damn sure don't act like they are respectful of us. So why should we just automatically give it anyway? Why? Okay. So like I said, it was about reclaiming space that I never should have had to yield in the first place. But this isn't about a sidewalk. This, again, is about every space that that little version of me had been taught to shrink herself, to be smaller, to be less, to get out of the way, to be quiet. Like, that's what that represented for me. That's what that represented for me. I embodied my full self, and by doing so, I took up the space that a full self would take up unapologetically. And that was that on that. So, you know, I made a little guide. I made a little guide that I want to share with you. And in essence, it's really about taking up space. It's really about taking up space, and I really would like for you to go and grab it. I promise you that it's not very long, but I do promise you that it is a valuable resource for you to have in your arsenal. I feel like when we take up space, our ancestors, they are so happy. I feel like when we take up space, when we do it boldly and unapologetically, and we are just our full, free selves, I feel like our ancestors, they just smile. You know, we know what they endured so that we could be where we are today. So again, I think I said that already, but it's much more than the sidewalk, because for us and the Black people that came before us, for too long, we had just, through violence, been trained to pull back, to shrink, to be quiet, to silence ourselves, to hide ourselves away, to move out of the way, to shrink, to be basically be invisible unless we are needed, just to kind of like be a background character in the lives of white people, basically. And so that's what it's deeper than the sidewalk. That's what it represents, just us, what we've endured. And, you know, it's not always about politeness. It's about, it was about our survival, and it was about the comfort of white people. And, you know, like I said, we not doing this no more. Like, not me, not you, not this version of who you are, not this version of who I am. It's just that was just a moment that just meant so much. I'm still like processing it as I'm talking. So you hear the little spaces in my communication, but it's just bigger than the sidewalk. It's just bigger than that, right? And so, like I said, I have this little freebie that I created, and it's a reflective kind of guide. You know, I always end up doing something where you have a space to reflect, because I really believe with my whole heart that reflection is a way for you to dig deep. You don't have to bypass, you can be real. No one has to see what you write or what you say or what comes up. It's personal, it's for you. I mean, obviously, unless you share it, but it's personal, it's for you. And it's a way for you to address some of the things that may have happened to you or happened in your family or is currently happening right now, or things you've experienced or gone through. So it's always, I always end up putting just a space for some reflection. So it's that. It gives you 5 ways that we shrink ourselves, and, you know, some ways to think about how to no longer do that, because I don't want us to shrink anymore, or at least when we do find ourselves shrinking. Because I know that when I, as I'm healing on this journey that I'm on, I realize that sometimes it's not, or at least for me, it's not always possible to just be like, oh, I do this, boom, stopped. Done. I'm the best. I've done it. I ain't gonna do this no more. No, maybe some people are like that, and that's amazing, but that's definitely not me. Sometimes I round the bend, as they say, over and over and over and over and over again, because You know, it takes me a minute sometimes to get there. And so you won't, when you think about these five ways to shrink, like I said, it's going to give you some ways to address it, or at minimum to be aware of what that looks like. Because when you are in a place of awareness and reflection, you can change some things, okay? You can change some things in your life. So again, it may not necessarily be like a full stop immediately, but at least that awareness will be there. And that's really important too. You know, there's going to be a journal prompt at the end. I'm always going to give a good journal prompt or two, but that's just who I am. And you know, this freebie, Real Talk, it's specifically for Black women. I will say it again. It is specifically for Black women, especially those of us who are so tired, exhausted, just completely done with, you know, stepping off the sidewalk of life. Okay. If you're like tired of it, if you're over it, that freebie is going to be for you. And that freebie will get you signed up for my newsletter. And right now I'm in a series where I'm going over 52 words of softness. As of this recording, we are now on, I think word two has gone out, and word three will be in the next few days. It goes out every Sunday. But if you drop your email address, you'll be added to the newsletter. You'll get that freebie. And you will start getting these words of tenderness for liberation, this series that I'm doing too, again, specifically and only for Black women, okay? So I'm going to put the link to that freebie in the link. I will have it in my link tree, which you'll find on Instagram. If you click my link in bio, you'll see a link to get that freebie there, which will, again, get you signed up for the newsletter as well. And I will also drop the link, like I mentioned before, for that episode from 2020, because I do believe that it is still a very valid episode, okay? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, but I want to remind you that sis, my good sis, you do not need to continue yielding in your life. You do not need to continue, I'm saying this in quotes, but you know what I mean, stepping off the curb, whatever that means for you in your life. You do not, if you are, you do not need to continue to step off the curb to be worthy, to be respected, to be good enough, to be, you know, like any of those things. You don't have to do that. You're already those things just because you are here and just because you are a Black woman, all right? You have the right to be your full self. You have the right to be physically, spiritually, emotionally, you know, whatever the case may be. You have the right to stand firmly in your truth, stand firmly in who you are, and to expect that space will be made for you, and you will walk that thing out again with your spine straightened, with your shoulders down, and with your head held up high. You know, the world may not expect us to stand in our truth and to make space for ourselves and to command the spaces that we're in, but I promise you that our ancestors smile, or I imagine they're smiling every single time that we do that and we own that space, and they celebrate it and they celebrate us. All right. So download the guide. Again, I'll put the links in today's show notes. You know, take what you need. And if you find it helpful, just like if you find this episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast helpful, be sure to forward it to another Black woman who is ready to heal and thrive and stop shrinking as well, okay? All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for vibing with me, and I will see you next Monday for another episode. Take care.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.